I had the opportunity to interview Dennis Matthew. He is an award-winning author. He recently published Bella di Cello, and he is just an amazing person. I had a lot of fun talking to him and getting insight as to what he does and what he's truly passionate about in education. He also gave great advice, so I truly hope that you enjoy listening to this episode. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Dennis Matthew. I am a speech pathologist by profession. And just recently I decided to become a full-time traveling children's author. I am currently settled in Oklahoma City. I'm a husband and a father. We have a 9-month-old little daughter.
That's awesome. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
The great days would be, so as a speech therapist, I've been in the field for about 12 years. A great day would be when I've connected with the child, met their communication needs, or even when I've had a breakthrough in terms of communication with a student's family. Those would be what I would call a great day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Whenever you get to make an impact on students and parents as stakeholders, it's obviously very important, and it helps you build that positive relationship to move you further. So I love that you mentioned that.
That's right.
So likewise, what are some things you have experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
So I would say the flip of the answer that I gave to what's a great day like. So a bad day would be like a day where I was not able to make connection with a student regarding a challenge that they were having with their communication needs, or when miscommunication happened between myself and a child's family. Now hindsight's 20/20. I was always able to go back and work through things with families if there was miscommunication, always making the extra effort to, meet with them in person at school, or making a phone call to say, hey, was there anything that I left out? Was there anything I could have communicated better? So I've been fortunate enough to go back and repair some of, the damages that may have been caused in communication. Parents have always been willing to hear me out on where I was coming from. So a bad day, would be where I was not able to communicate like I wanted to, or like I needed to, with a student or a parent, but I've always been able to go back and build those bridges again.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that, because I know that every day is a new day, especially in education. We sometimes have those bad days, but then you can go back and fix things the next day. And I love that about our profession, because you get the chance to start over and you get the chance to own up sometimes if you make a mistake, and the kids are always willing to accept that, and then we're able to move forward.
Yeah, so I think it's also, you model also when you fail. I feel like we model to our kiddos, not just on our good days. The kids are watching, their parents are watching, especially how we work through our failures, because then our students get to replicate that when they have a bad day, what it means to show yourself grace, what it means to forgive yourself when you make a mistake. So I think the kids are watching even when we have those days when we experience failures.
Yeah, and I think having a growth mindset is important to teach our students, and that's really what, when we fail, I always tell my students that's the first attempt in learning. So if I make a mistake, it's important to go back and figure out what went wrong and then fix it. So I try to model that to my students too, because they do need to learn that, and learn that sometimes life is hard and we fail, but we have to get up and try again.
Yep. Absolutely.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
Wow, I would say keep an open mind. I think always have the approach of a student. Never, well, while we wear the hat of a teacher or an educator, and we have students in front of us who are receiving from wisdom, knowledge we're imparting, I think it's also important for educators to keep the mindset of a student, what it's like to be a student of the process. So I would say the first time teachers, my biggest advice, from 12 years, what I've learned is always keep an open mind. Do your best to not be rigid. Systems and processes are always evolving. There's new research coming out about, I feel like so many things out there in education. So I think, you come out of school, you come out of college with a mindset on a, or a, or a way of approaching a certain topic, but a year later, 2 years later, you find out, or maybe not even a year later, you find out there's a new approach out there that your school's adopting. And I think the biggest gift we can give ourselves in those moments is to not get frustrated with constant change, but to be, a student of the process, to stay humble and to be flexible. I think the journey can be a lot more pleasant if we can keep a good attitude about the curveballs that come in the process of being a teacher.
Yeah, I agree. I think being flexible is really important because in education we have so many days where we have to be flexible with all the changes, and it's important to model that also for our students because they're so used to a strict schedule, and then when things happen that are unexpected, they sometimes get flustered. So it's important for us to be like, okay, so things are changing and we have to be able to adapt and figure it out, and then the kids see us as being resilient and then they're able to model that same thing. So, how can people get in contact with you? Feel free to share any social media handles or any other ways that any teachers can reach out.
Yeah, I would say Twitter is a big one. My Twitter handle is at Stories by Dennis. I'm a children's author. I've got two books out currently called Bello the Cello and My Wild First Day of School. They can order books on Amazon or even go to my website if they want to. If they want a personalized signed copy, they can go to my website, booksbydennis.com. I'm on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is Books by Dennis. I'm on Facebook as well. Just look up Dennis Matthew. So that's Matthew with one T, no S at the end. So yeah, that's how educators can get a hold of me. But I would say Twitter is the big one. So yep.
Thank you, and thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me.